Christ Jesus, I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where there's also too many cars on the road, but alas, they just keep putting them on the road here. Small country, small island, lots and lots of traffic. Oh, but I greet you. I greet you with a grateful heart, because we know more and more each and every day that goes by that God is in control of the time, of the situations, of the seasons of life that we're in. You know, everything is in His control. Everything is in His hands. And you've always got to remember that, no matter what it is that you face, no matter what it is that you come across, no matter what the challenges of life may be, you've got to recognize and realize that. You know, a lot of people don't, and because they don't, because they see things through a limited perspective, because they see things through a moment in time as compared to the actual full scene, you know, they freak out. You know, they start to lose their mind because of an individual situation here or there. You know, if all you saw was the crucifixion, if that was the only thing that you had seen, you know, yeah, you'd have probably been pretty freaked out about God's redemptive plan. But it didn't stop there. You know, after the crucifixion came the resurrection. Likewise, you know, even now with the situations going on around the world, and mark my words, they're going to increase, they're going to be more, and they're not my words, because God's already put it in the scriptures. Jesus talked about when he was asked about the end of days and the end of time and what it would be like, and Jesus used the analogy of birth pains. You know, he said that, you know, like a woman in labor. And, you know, with childbirth, what happens with contractions? Well, you know, after the water breaks, but they just start, the contractions start coming, and they get closer and closer together, and they get stronger. And so what we're seeing in the world, and what you will see in the world, is more and more birth pains. The world responding to the time that it's in the natural. But it's also a spiritual reality that we are coming into. Now, that being the case, you know, you should not be alarmed by the situations that you see taking place around the world. You should not be alarmed by injustice. You should not be alarmed by people in worldly positions of leadership that carry out and work towards demonic agendas. I don't know why that surprises people. You know, look, the devil comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, right? Okay. You know, those that he puts in his system are those that are willing to carry out his agenda under his authority. You know, even when Jesus was offered the entire world on a silver platter in Luke chapter 4, and the devil said, look, and he took him up on a high hill, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And, you know, the offer was made. He said, look, all this, you know, Jesus, I'll give it to you. All you got to do is bow your knee before me and worship me. Now, bowing your knee is submitting to his lordship, is submitting to, you know, that authority structure of the world. And, you know, and worship is, you know, that's the core of somebody's heart. And, you know, Jesus, you know, you'll worship the Lord your God in spirit and in truth. So he was asking for his spirit to be submitted, and the truth that, you know, Jesus would live would be the truth that the world would say is true, not what God says is true. See, the world has their own form of truth. And it's a little t as compared to truth, big T. which is what God is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's big truth. That means unchanging. Logos, rhema. You know, the logos of God's word doesn't change. The rhema is what you need for this day. That is your daily bread. So that's why God will give you what you need in the situation you're in today, specific for what it is that's going on with you. Not something that is going to be detached from your real life, detached from where it is that you are. No. You know, God gives people what they need for right now. He gives His children what they need for this day. Give us this day our daily bread. God gives you what you need for this day. You know, He feeds you. But, yeah, you know, Jesus was offered it all. And in exchange for what, though? But He had to give up His eternal soul. He had to give up, He had to become part of that system. So, now, do you think that Lucifer wants people heading up his system that are not part of it? Do you think that he wants people in positions of authority around the world that are not part and parcel of his agenda? No. Why would he? And Jesus, look, Jesus said, look, my kingdom is not of this world. You know, so when he was questioned before Pilate, so that's why, too, God's really not that bothered. I mean, you know, whether you do a job in political office or not, that's not the thing. Because occasionally, and I say this, you know, you got to keep in mind, it is very occasional, very rare, that you may see a servant of God in position. But like Joseph or like Daniel, those are very rare. Usually there's a very incredible grace of God upon their lives for those offices. Usually they're under attack the entire time that they're in those places. So like Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, I mean, they were after them. They tried to throw Daniel into the lion's den. They tried to burn up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, they wanted to kill them. They did not like those guys having any authority or any position whatsoever. But occasionally God will put, and if it wasn't for God closing the mouth of the lions and, you know, miraculously keeping them from being burned up in the furnace, they would have died. You know, and that is why in Babylon, in the Babylonian system, all the blood of the prophets and the martyrs is found. It's because that system wants to kill the truth, wants to kill those that are the servants of the truth. It doesn't matter. Listen. It doesn't matter if you're the best. It doesn't matter if you are the smartest. It doesn't matter if your skill is absolutely incredible. It doesn't matter if your gift is off the charts. They still want to get rid of you. Now, they would like to suck the life out of you, yes. They would like to extract that gift that's in you, if possible, yes. Because they want that as long as it will help them perpetuate their world system. But otherwise, they would sooner be done with you and away with you, no matter how good whatever it is that you have is. Because, not because of the gift, but because of who you serve. Because of the spiritual connection that you have, that you walk through life with. That's the reason why. It's simple, because back to the whole thing, there's two kingdoms. Two kingdoms in this world. The kingdom of God, and then you've got the world system. That's at enmity with the kingdom of God. That works very hard to try to block out the light, to try to block out truth, to try to keep people in an illusion while it scalps their souls, steals their gifts, harvests their labor, and makes them die on cue. So, you know, once you have become aware, it makes a difference. And once you action that awareness, once you actually use that knowledge The truth will set you free. The truth will make you free. But you've got to work with that truth. You've got to actually go with that truth, and you've got to actually live it out. See, unless you live out that truth, unless you actually take that truth and do something with it and apply it, it doesn't actually take effect. I mean, you can know all kinds of things, but unless you apply it, it's not really doing anything for you. So, for example, you can know about seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God will take care of your needs. In Matthew 6, God talks about that. But you can not seek Him first. You can seek first the world. You can seek first your career. You can seek first a relationship. You can seek first, success. You can seek first fame. You can seek first all these other things. Tie yourself up in all kinds of knots and be in troubled situations with all the other things that you need or you think you need, and know that God has said that in His Word, but not be living that out and not actualize that promise. Look, if you seek first the kingdom of God, what Jesus said was, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, God will take care of your needs. Plain and simple. Now, either that promise is true, or Jesus lied to you. So, it's up to you to realize the truth of that promise. Because if you realize that that is the crux of the matter, and God doesn't lie, then you realize, wow, this is true. I can apply it. So then apply it. Apply it to your life and live that out. And you know what? Then all of a sudden you're set free. Because you're set free because all of a sudden now you don't have to worry. You don't have to perplex. You don't have to worry about where the next thing's going to come from. Because God will just take care of it. God will just make it happen. You know what I've found in my own life, historically, is that every time I've come to a place of a transition or a crossroads or anything, whether it be school or work or relationships or friends or places I would live or whatever it might be, God has always been in those moments. In His own way, He's always clarified, you know, what to do, how to do it. And it's been quite amazing. And once you see His hand and once you see a pattern, then you realize that there's a blessing that comes with just flowing with Him and trusting Him. And then you don't worry. Because what are you going to worry about? He's in control. So why are you going to worry? Why are you going to be perplexed? You know, I mean, people worry about all this kind of stuff that they don't need to worry about. You don't need to be stressed about it because He's already in control. Now, if you want to be stressed about it, why don't you add a few more things to be stressed about? Why don't you be stressed about all the asteroids flying around out there in the cosmos, because one of them could come down and hit the earth? Why don't you worry and perplex yourself about that? And why don't you at the same time worry about the molten lava that's in the middle of the earth that could also spew out, you know, and burn up everybody because it's just separated by some layers of earth between us and that. And that could just come out. You don't know. And why don't you worry about, while you're at it, why don't you worry and perplex yourself about, birds that fly into plane engines, because that could always happen. It could be bird strike on all kinds of planes, and you never know, a plane could be flying overhead, have a bird strike, and come down and hit you. Or, you know, how many things do you want to worry about? Oh, you say some of those sound stupid. Well, yeah, well, why don't you translate that into your own life on a day-to-day basis and see how many other things are actually pretty ridiculous that the people of God worry about on a day-to-day basis that you don't need to worry about. Look, if it's something from your past is finished, it's over, it's done. Even 20 minutes ago doesn't exist anymore. The only moment you have right now is right now. You have I Am. And that's where God is, right now. And if you're perplexed and worried about your future, what are you worried about there either? Because you can't control what the future is going to bring. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Look, everybody was all worried about North Korea and nuclear war just a little while ago, right? Where did that story go? It's not even there anymore. And people were worried and perplexed, and, you know, countries were sending wars and arms and all kinds of things. And now, all of a sudden, that's sort of off the radar. And now something else is there. And then pretty soon something else will be there. And then something else. And then something may actually happen, but in the middle of something actually happening, then, you know, what do you do with that? You know, if you want to worry about the problems the Earth is facing, boy, you know, get a pen. Start making a list. And look, scriptures already tells us that the earth is going to wear out like a garment. You know, we already know this, that the world that we live in is going to wear out in the natural. It is going to. That means that by and large, just like an item of clothing, just like a t-shirt. You got a t-shirt that you like, you're wearing it, you're using it. As time goes on, that t-shirt loses its color, it gets worn down, the fabric starts falling apart, and you wash it enough times. You know, I got a t-shirt I wore the other day to exercise it, and, you know, I got it about 10 years, actually more than 10 years ago. And it's in pretty sad shape. I mean, I couldn't wear it anywhere except my place. It wears out, stuff wears out. We know that the earth is going to wear out like a garment. So that's already in the scriptures. Now, do we, within your sphere of influence, within your scope of what you can do, do you try to be a good steward of the resources around you? Absolutely. Because God's instructed us to have dominion. So, yes, you be a good steward of that which is around you and that which you can take care of. But don't worry about things. What are you going to worry about? You know, you can be perplexed about all kinds of stuff, and it's really not going to make that big of a difference. The only thing it's going to do is wrap your mind up and keep you out of the place that you need to be right now, which is in I Am, which is right now in this moment. In this moment right now, this is the moment that God wants you to be in step with Him, walking with Him. You see, okay, Luke 17, 20 and 21. When Jesus was asked, where, you know, about the kingdom of God, Jesus said, look, the kingdom of God is within you. So the kingdom is within. God is establishing and growing His kingdom within. And the kingdom is right now. So right now, within, you can be at peace with Him. Right now, in this moment, you can be in step with Him. Whereas, what the world seeks to do is to draw you without and to get you wrapped up in either the past or the future. So you're not within, you're without, and you're wrapped up in all the stuff that's in the past and all the stuff that could happen in the future. That's why the battle's on for the mind. That's why the battle is on in all the things that you're bombarded with. You know, and when you start seeing what the pattern is and what the mind control game is, then when it comes to you, it just becomes more and more obvious, because now you know the filter to look at it with. See, look, nobody else is going to do this for you. You make a free will decision in this area. You can choose the reality that you desire to live in, even right now. Because, you know what, what we know is that you can, it is not contingent on your external circumstances. You hear me clearly. It is not contingent on your external circumstances. In Acts 16, when Paul and Silas were in jail, they were in the same spot with a bunch of other people that had all been thrown in jail. And those other people that had been thrown in jail, they were not happy with their situation. Because they were not singing praises unto God. They were not singing in the middle of the jail. But we know that with Paul and Silas, when they were in that situation, regardless of their external circumstance, they were in a special connection with their Father. And it didn't matter what their external circumstance was. Inside they were free, and inside they were in a place where they could praise God. So, for those of you that are there, that are looking at your external circumstances and just waiting for something to change outside of you, waiting for something to change around you, you know, you've got to have a mind shift. Because it's not the external circumstance that needs to change. It's your spiritual condition within that needs to change. That spiritual condition, see, a lot of people are waiting for something outside to change, and that's not what you should be looking for. That's not what you should be looking at. You know, I remember when God taught me that lesson. It was a powerful lesson for me, which was, look, you can be in the same situation in the natural, and one person can be in it and be absolutely miserable, and the other person can be in it and be, you know, in a place of bliss and just in incredible peace. And it is not the situation of the external condition, it's a situation of the internal state of heart. You know, you can take people and put them on, you know, put them in an incredible, beautiful hotel or a villa or on a cruise ship. But inside in their heart, they're all chewed up and they're miserable the whole time they're there, and they're fighting with everybody else, and they're just despicable people to even be around. And then you can take other people and put them in a really rough situation, but because in their heart they're at peace, and because in their heart they're joyful, they're pleasant to be around, and everybody loves it, and they can't get enough of that person's company, and that person's at peace. See, it's not about your external situation, because the external situation, here's another thing about it too, it changes. You know, one moment it's one thing, the next moment it can be something else. You know, that's the way the world is. One moment you are the flavor of the month, and the next moment the world hates your guts and is after you and wants to get you. It's because the world is fickle. The world turns on each other. It fights and devours. The world is not a house united. That's why it won't ever stand. But there are spiritual authorities that are over it that seek to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And they do have an agenda. And they are moving forward with that agenda. Now, for you, in your time in the earth, realize that it's not about your external situation. Because, you know, I think sometimes too, it's God's grace that keeps certain things away from people because they haven't quite learned that lesson yet. And if certain things would work out in their life, it would actually be a detriment to them. So, because God's in control of our situation, He actually withholds some stuff, because He's trying to also have people learn this lesson. Because this lesson needs to be learned so that you're not looking for something on the external, but that you're at peace within right now. So usually what happens is when a person comes to a place where they're at peace within right now, other things just unlock on their own. They just happen on their own, because you don't have to make it happen. God's the one doing the work. He does the work in and through you. So you don't have to make it happen. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, work for the quote-unquote church that are, you know, pushing all kinds of agendas. But you don't have to push anything. You know, God knows those that are His. And the people that really want truth, they find it. And they, because they start to ask and seek and knock. And, you know, I've found that God actually directs our paths to those that have a heart for Him. You know, you know, one friend was talking about this some time back. Was talking about how, you know, first her prayer was, you know, God, let me, you know, go win all these people for You. I want to win these people for You. And she was just talking like that, and she was praying like that, and nothing happened. And then, you know, God kind of quickened her heart, because that wasn't about God. That was about her and what she wanted to do for him, and her trying to do something in herself. And then the prayer changed. And the prayer was, Lord God, you know those that are out there. You know those that are yours. Would you please just guide my path to cross those that have a heart for you, that are searching for you? And would you just, in that process, would you use me for wherever it is that you want to speak your word and your truth to those that are looking for you and ready for you? Amen. And when she did that, she just kept bumping into people that were searching for God. They were looking for God. And in that process, you know, people just, they received it. Because that's what they wanted. And God knew those that needed to be directed to her, and that she needed to cross their path and direct for him to direct her to them. See, you know, again, the external circumstance hadn't changed much, but within, something had changed. Within, something had changed, because within, she was, now her approach was different. It wasn't about her being some amazing person for God. It was about her being in a place where she was just available and willing, and God was doing the work through her. See, rather than trying to do for God, why don't you just make yourself available for whatever it is that he would have for you? And just relax. Look, he's God. He's God all by himself. You know, he's going to be God with or without you. But, you know, he also desires for you to walk in step with him. He also desires that you would know his voice. He also desires that you would be a part of his will being unfolded in the earth. So while he is God all by himself, he would choose, if you'd be willing, to work out part of what his redemptive plan is, even for the entire creation, in and through you. So you get a chance to be a part of it. See, God blesses you. God is with you. You don't have to struggle over all this stuff. You know, there's stuff that we do wrestle against, yes. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. Not Ecclesiastes, sorry. Ephesians chapter 6. That's right. We wrestle against spiritual wickedness. We wrestle against the powers of the enemy. Yes, you do. But even that we don't do in ourselves. God does it through us, just as even the Spirit intercedes, you know, with even sounds that you know, we can't even express it, groans within you. You know, that's because the Spirit of God is working in and through you. And it's not even you, it's just that God in you is working out a plan in and through your life. And you're just available for it. You know, a big part of it is just showing up. A big part of it is just saying, all right, Lord, I'm here. Go ahead. Do what you would, do what you will, I'm available. Lord God, you have your way, and I trust you. It's beautiful, because, you know, I mean, like, you know, for us, I know that, you know, even when we set out to do what we're doing here right now, you know, we didn't know what we were all getting into at all. But we just knew that this was what God had put for us to do. So I said, all right, cool. The results are in his hands. And left it at that. And God has done something incredible. And, you know, do we try to make it something else or change it or do what? We just go one step at a time with him. That's it. We don't have to know much more. Is it necessary that we know much more? No. Do we have to have a 5-year strategic plan? No. Do we have to? I mean, no. We don't have to do it the way the world does it. Just relax, enjoy, Thank God that He's allowed you to do part and to be part of what He's doing. You know, I think too often people are looking for something more and more and more, and it's just not enough for them to be His child, and just not enough for them to walk with Him. They keep, because they've been, that programming is still so strong in them, because the world says that's not enough. The world says, no, you should be big, you should be better, you should be more, you should be this, you should be that. Instead of letting you exist in a place where you are content just to walk with your God and let things be what they are. You know, one child of God walking with Him, you can change the entire world in a moment. Your entire life can change and turn everything upside down. But it's just being in step with Him. Or you could just walk it out in peace. Now, the world generally won't leave you alone to do that, because when you're one of His, you know, you do become a target. But that's all right. It's not a big deal. Because also you know that whatever it is, you'll come through it, because God will carry you through. And if it is the time for you to go, if it is the time for you to check out of this life, not a big deal. Because to live is Christ and to die is gain. So we know that it's fine if it's our time to go, because, hey, we're grateful. Look, listen, when my time comes to check out of this world, please don't be sad, because I've been ready to carry on from this whole thing for a long time. But to live is Christ. So as long as we're still here, we'll carry on with our Father's business, and we will enjoy the life that He's given us to live. Doesn't mean that I got to be all grim and humbug. Doesn't mean that just because God's still got me here for a little bit longer, I got to be angry and upset and depressed. No, God actually wanted you to enjoy life. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they not only do they position their lives and direct their lives to go to hell, but they live in hell the whole time they're here too. They live in misery. They live in just complete defeat. I mean, you don't have to, you know, live in hell and then die and go there. I mean, God, the solutions that God has given right now for His people, they lead to an abundant life. You know, the moment that you make a decision in line with the will of God, you receive the blessing of God that goes with that decision. You do. The moment that you make a decision in line with the will of God, with the promises of God, with the express plan and purpose of God, when you make a decision in line with that, the blessing that goes with that decision and that choice is now applied to your life. That is applied knowledge, and that is received and applied blessing. So that's why, hey, you need to. You need to know what they are. So that's why it's worth reading the Word. That's why it's worth seeking Him. Because when you seek Him, He'll direct you. When you seek Him, you'll find. You know, rather than trying to do it in your own strength. You know, it is a temptation for people consistently. It is a temptation to try to do things in your own strength. But listen, you, in your own strength and your own power and your own ability, you'll find limitation. And there's a lot of things that you can do in yourself, but ultimately there's a dissatisfaction that's with that. Because when you try to do something in yourself, it's still based on your own efforts. And even if you succeed in the natural, inside your spirit, you know something's missing. Because it's still, it's only that which is done in spirit that lasts. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You know, that is where, you know, you find peace when you do something in connection with the Spirit of God. Because there's an incredible joy that goes along with those assignments. And if you've done things in that step and in that way, you know what that's like. I mean, you look back on those assignments that God has given you, and you enjoy them 1,000 times over. Because there's a blessing of God upon them. So, you know, with the things that you face, with the challenges that you face, always take heart, because He's always in control. You know, I mean, we started this out by talking about just that God is in control of all that's going on around us, all that's going on and taking place in the world. Nothing is a surprise to Him. Nothing is a shock. Nothing catches Him off guard. No. Quite the contrary. Everything has been laid out. You know, and we are carrying on and carrying along in a set of events that are all part of the redemptive plan of God coming to fruition in the earth. And you're going to get to see a lot of that take place in your own lifetime. So in the middle of that, God has a plan and purpose for you. In the middle of that, God has His will and desire for your life. In the middle of that, there is something for you to do or to be a part of, and that which God intends for you. And He wants you to play that role. He wants you to know what it is to have the abundant life. He wants you to know what it is to walk with Him for real. He wants you to know what it is to live a life like everything written in the Scriptures. Those are amazing lives lived out in step with Him. He wants you to know that. And the joy of also walking with Him and making decisions and making choices in line with His plan and purpose and seeing them brought to fruition, because God is blessing the work of your hands, blessing your thought life, blessing your plans and His purpose for you as you surrender yourself to Him. So, you know, in all these things, glorify Him. In all these things, praise Him. Because you know that He that began that good work in you is certainly carrying it on to completion. And He's going to finish it in you. Because it was finished the moment that Jesus said, "It is finished." It was done. On the cross, it was done. When Jesus said, "It is finished," that's just it. It's finished. It's done. So, it's over. And now it's just the application of that into your life. So, forget about the lies. Call them out. Shine the light of truth upon them. And then, once you know what the truth is, and you know that God has finished it, and it is done, apply it. When you apply that truth into your life, everything changes. And as everything changes, God's plan and purpose, it's incredible when you walk in that. Because with what He's doing right now, with those that are in step with Him around the earth, God is moving His people into place for some amazing things that are in store for them and for His plan and purpose coming in the earth in this time, in this age. Because we do live in a time where there are new things that are being done. And God is doing a new thing with His true church in the earth, of which you are a part. And, you know, so don't worry. He's in control. He knows what He's doing with you. He's got you. And all you got to do is just thank Him. Thank Him for the chance to be one of His at this time. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing time in history. And it is a time where, you know, you should enjoy being alive. You shouldn't fret your days. You shouldn't fret your life. Rather, you should enjoy it, because this time is an incredible time of journey and promise and the fulfillment of so many things that God has intended. And you get to see it. You get to bear witness to it. You get to be a part of it. So, you know, rather than hesitating, enjoy. And bless God, because He loves you. And He has all things under control. And know that. Know that God is in control and that you can trust Him. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Always. And you can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, on Facebook, and you will find us. And yeah, you know, this is an incredible time. So, you know, keep up, keep on keeping on, and keep in touch, because we always love to hear from you guys. And hey, smile, enjoy the day. You know, God has blessed you. Make you a blessing. So be blessed. We'll catch up with you soon. All right. Bye.